This is GIS News. Coming up, Agriparks program to target 20,000 acres of production over the next 5 years. Residents of McGregor Gardens to benefit from electricity supply regularization project and a National Irrigation Commission to expand irrigation coverage. The news in detail after this message.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
Now the news. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer says the government's Agriparks program is being maximized to enhance Jamaica's global competitiveness in the production and exportation of non-traditional produce. He says this includes the pursuit of global good agricultural practice GAP certification of the 9 Agriparks currently in operation. Addressing the Jamaica Exporters Association JEA Breakfast Forum in Kingston Thursday, Mr. Kellyer noted strong and growing global demand for non-traditional Jamaican agricultural produce. He says the Agriparks program is targeting approximately 20,000 acres of production over the next 5 years.
Our aim is to utilize these parks to ensure that the scale of production is optimized in order to be competitive and consistent. And to this end, starting in April, we also intend to begin a program of global GAP certification in these agriparks, and we will superimpose on that strong marketing and extension support that we have.
Targeted non-traditional produce include sweet potatoes, new varieties of melon, mangoes, oranges, and pineapples. Residents of McGregor Gardens in St. Andrew are now benefiting from a project which saw the installation of LED streetlights in the area, as well as the establishment of a Jamaica Public Service JPS Center. Under the Community Renewal Program and Step Up Project, the JPS is aiming to facilitate the conversion of 2,000 non-paying users of electricity to customers over the next year. This is being done in collaboration with the Energy Ministry and the Jamaica Social Investment Fund. Speaking at the official opening of the service center and the street lighting ceremony Monday, President and Chief Executive Officer of JPS Kelly Tomblin said the power company is taking steps to lower the country's energy costs.
There's a solution for every Jamaican, and we've taken very, very real steps to be the energy company you deserve. I know that this program is going to work, and for the last and final time, we are going to do something that really, really matters and erases this whole scourge of electricity without paying it from the face of Jamaica.
Meanwhile, Junior Energy Minister Julian Robinson has welcomed the project, noting that 100 homes were rewired at no cost to the residents to facilitate connection to the electricity grid. The National Irrigation Commission, NIC, is looking to increase its coverage from 36,000 to 40,000 hectares this year in a bid to boost agricultural production and productivity. Chief Executive Officer Dr. Mark Richards says this forms part of the Commission's strategic transformation initiative to, among other things, make the agency more customer-centered.
The strategic transformation started out with us updating our mission and our updated mission outlines that we should be enabling an improvement in the agricultural productivity, production, and prosperity through the provision of reliable, efficient, and affordable irrigation and related services to farmers and other customers while ensuring the Commission's viability.
The National Irrigation Commission distributes water through canals and piped networks in pressurized systems across the island. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is encouraging more youngsters to take advantage of the Heart Trust NTA's registered apprenticeship program. Mr. Thwaites says since the relaunch of the program in December, over 2,000 persons have been honing their skills in a wide range of technical fields.
Some 2,000 apprentices have been embraced by trade, commerce, hospitality, the state, all manufacture, all areas of the economy, so that they may follow a path of upliftment through the experience of learning and practice.
The education minister was speaking at a ceremony for the presentation of a Diploma of Fellowship of the City and Guilds of London Institute to husband of the Prime Minister, Errol Miller. During the ceremony, Mr. Miller was announced as an ambassador for the apprenticeship program. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.